Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about UAA's production of Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones's wonderful musical, The Fantastics.
And here to talk about it, we've got Ray Stewart and Ben Williams, who play parts which we'll be asking them about.
Welcome to the show, Ben, and welcome to the show, Ray.
Good to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Morning.
And you guys are playing two of the characters in the show. Let's just go through and see what you're playing. So, Ben, what part are you playing?
I'm playing Matt. He's kind of the young male love interest, your pretty prototypical starry-eyed youth who, you know, really has the world, you know, by the fingertips, and he's ready to go exploring, and he just very Romeo-style love interest with his neighbor, Louisa, and... yeah, it's just kind of what you would expect, but of course, you know, it's not. It kind of takes a bad spiral with the help of El Gallo, but it's a pretty fun role to play, and yeah, it is very young. So,
do you have a fight with anybody?
Yeah, I have a fight with pretty much everybody, actually. Something we've had to work on pretty extensively, but. Yeah, it's pretty fun. The fight choreography is pretty exciting, and I do have a few exchanges here with my
partner. Couple brawls.
Yeah.
And Ray, you play?
I play Mortimer, the very waiting for Godot old actor who just kind of appears.
But you also have one of the most famous, should I give it away, the most famous death scenes? In
yes, the death scene. It gets longer every time.
Well, so explain the fight you guys have together.
Well, it's just after one of the main songs, one of the most famous songs, Soon It's Gonna Rain. You know, part of the whole gig is to make it seem like they're all putting on this elaborate act to steal away Louisa, so I have to get, you know, me as the young male with everything to prove, you know, have to go in there and save the day. So we set up this elaborate thing to kind of trick me, and thus the sword fight. Of course, it's all a ruse, but I'm taking it very, very seriously, and I'm really, you know, getting into it because, you know, I'm just young male full of testosterone and wanting to save this damsel in distress. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's a very flamboyant fight. We could say very fake, but you think it's real.
It's real to me.
It's a real you.
Yeah, you'd say that.
Well, The Fantastics. This is a musical that was the answer actually to one of my favorite theater trivia questions a few years ago about what was the longest running show in New York. It ran for gosh, how many years did it run? Maybe 30 years from 1960 to into the 80s, I believe, off-Broadway. Mm-hmm. And one of the things about that show that it really lends itself to a small space. It never made it to Broadway because it really is very theatrical, isn't it? So tell us a little bit about how you're doing the show, because I know you're doing it in the Studio Theater, the Harper Studio Theater over there, which lends itself to more intimacy. Are you really enjoying that intimacy in that space? I know you haven't had an audience yet, but tell us about the space and how you're performing in that space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just the way that the stage and the seating is arranged, it's just very, very close together. So we've got the stage, and then there's about like 10 feet of space before we get into the audience. So we're right in their faces. And on top of that, a lot of our blocking is geared towards the audience. So we break the fourth wall a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's really something that I've never experienced or have been a part of before. It's a really cool just feel and environment that they're going for, where there's going to be really just like the audience will probably have that feeling and sensation that they're like really there with us. At least that's what we're going for. But yeah, just it's going to be very intimate and very just interactive, and I really think it'll be a pretty wild and fun experience for audience, you know.
That sounds terrific, and it should be since it's based on Shakespeare.
Right, yeah.
We talked earlier about how UAA is doing a kind of a Shakespeare-themed season this year. And Gene just mentioned how this relates to Shakespeare. How does this play relate to Shakespeare? It wasn't written by Shakespeare, obviously. So what are some of the connections between this play and Shakespeare?
Well, definitely just you see some underlying themes, especially like with my character and Louisa, Matt and Louisa. You know, you can definitely kind of have that Romeo and Juliet vibe. At least that's the way they interact with each other. And then, you know, there's the that feisty love and then, you know, some kind of tragic event that separates them. And you know, it's just, it's all about the young love as far as my dynamic is concerned.
In addition to all the references to Othello, and Henry and myself, Mortimer, we actually make fun of West Side Story. We make fun of the song.
Which is, of course, based on Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Yeah, I can really see an old like Shakespearean or theater buff really getting a kick out of this production because there's just so many Easter eggs and cookies to like other shows and, you know, just theater theory in general. So, yeah.
I don't want to miss it.
I also recall that from Midsummer Night's Dream, there's the Rude Mechanicals do the portrayal of Pyramus and Thisbe, which is about the young lovers separated by a wall. Mm-hmm. And in this show, there's also a are you using the wall as being created by, I think the character is called the Mute, isn't it?
Yes. She is acting as the wall. She is the godlike character juxtaposed to El Gallo, who is kind of portrayed as the devil incarnate, so to speak. And she acts as all the forces of nature that kind of is kind of underlying, like she controls everything but is unspoken.
Yeah, and you're definitely right. There's no, we don't have a literal wall, though she is, you know, will be there. But we definitely, you know, part of the fantastic experiences for the, you know, audience immersion into like the world that we're creating. So, you know, we're really trying to, we're asking them to put on those lens of imagination and what we're doing. And in that case, yeah, we have a living and breathing wall who kind of, you know, adapts to her environment like we do. So
this is Stage Talk. This is Gene Paul here with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Ray Stewart and Ben Williams from the UAA's production of The Fantastics.
You keep mentioning she is playing the wall. Is it Dai Young is playing the wall, correct?
Yes, Dai Young Yu.
Who is a wonderful dancer, and this role calls for someone who is a dancer and also an actor as well.
Yes, she's very expressive with her movements and her facial features, which is probably why she was cast.
This is a musical?
Yes, it's definitely a musical. It's one of the, you know, one of the more famous ones there is, I would imagine, because of the, you know, it being the longest off-running Broadway show of all time. But yeah, there's some very famous scores, including, I already mentioned, Soon It's Gonna Rain, and Then There Were You, Metaphor. You know, there's, it's, I do feel like the scores are pretty timeless, and yeah, it's a very, it'll be a very, you know, cool experience.
But Matt, you're missing the one song that people will be singing to themselves after they hear this radio show. Try to remember.
Oh yeah, that
the big song.
The big song.
A couple times.
We sing it like three times. Yeah, yeah. I'll try to remember that. Yeah.
Well, so the show is being done, I think I was mentioning before, it's very intimate. It's also very theatrical, as you've kind of touched on as well. The use of props in the show, and Ray, you're the props master for the show as well.
Yes.
How are you using props to kind of get across some of the theatrics of the show?
There are a couple points where the whole concept of the show is there but not there. It's sort of timeless and all over the place. The props that I'm shooting for kind of have that timeless appearance. There are no specific references to anything. And sort of part of the theatricality comes from Dai Young, who uses most of these props where she acts as the changing of the seasons. And, you know, she billows fabric all over. And she acts as sound effects. She's going to have sound effects that she makes for rain, fire, snow. And she also plays the sun and the moon, changing of the day and night.
Wow. That's quite a role.
It's a demanding role, yes. Many faces.
And all you have to do is act and sing, and she has to play the world.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So tell us a little bit more about how the show may be costuming. We talked about the set and the props and the acting. Are the costumes anything special with this show?
I think Ray kind of hit it. It's kind of like a, it's not quite, it's definitely not modern, but it's not classical too. Maybe we're going for that innocent 50s, 60s kind of vibe and style.
The nondescript.
Yeah. I don't even, that's hard to say.
Scenically, it's going to be based in the earliest of Shakespearean type of theater, the Inn Yards, and the costumes are going to play part of that, where El Gallo and Mute are stylized in that they're playing God and the devil, and the old actors, Henry and Mortimer, are going to be kind of a hodgepodge of a lot of different time periods because we span, we're the chaos of the show, where Matt and Louisa are going to be a little more straight.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, have my jacket and, yeah, that'll be nice. Don't have to, yeah, that's not something I worry about too much.
Well, that's a, I love the fact of having an actor be the wall. Mm-hmm. That's just absolutely delightful. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. And so I want to thank both of you for coming. Ray Stewart and Ben Williams, who are playing in UAA's production of The Fantastics, which is based on Shakespeare.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot for having us. And like one last thing, you know, Anchorage doesn't have a lot of cool and good musicals that come to town, so I definitely think if you're into musicals, it should be a great time and definitely recommend it.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
And in the meantime, it's the last weekend to see Cyrano's Theater's company production of Amy Herzog's 4,000 Miles, starring Linda Benson and Jaron Carlson. Curtain times are 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to centertix.net.
TBA Theater is presenting Monster Tales this weekend at the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. Curtain times are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information or to buy tickets, call 677-PLAY or email play@tbatheater.org.
It's also the last weekend to see Valley Performing Arts production of Anastasia by Marcel Moreau, with the English translation by Guy Bolton. Curtain times are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2. For more information or to buy tickets, visit valleyperformingarts.org.
And finally, the UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents The Fantastics by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones, opening October the 3rd and running through the 19th. Curtain times are 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information or to go for tickets, contact UAATix, that's UAATIX.com, or call 786-4TIX.
Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Ray Stewart and Ben Williams about UAA's production of The Fantastics.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.